USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. An Oklahoma City man fatally shot his three young children, then shot and killed himself early Saturday. A person jogging or walking called police after spotting the four bodies in a vehicle in a northwest Oklahoma City neighborhood about 7:30 Saturday morning, according to Captain Michelle Henderson. Henderson said police had been searching for a man and his son since shortly before 4:30 that morning after learning that he had taken the children and made concerning statements about their well-being. Ann Hayes remains hospitalized and in intensive care after a car she was driving crashed into a residence and became engulfed in flames. She has severe burns and has a long recovery ahead of her. Her team and her family are still trying to process what led up to the crash. The vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when it ran off the road and collided with a residence, according to a Los Angeles public information officer. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre at Friday's press briefing said Texas Governor Greg Abbott is playing a costly political game with his constituents' money by chartering buses and sending migrants out of state. Friday, migrants arrived at New York City's Port Authority. Abbott, a Republican, defends the busing policy, saying it's necessary because Texans are less safe because of what he says is the Biden administration's open border policy. A federal judge sentenced a West Virginia man to 3 years in prison for sending intimidating emails to Anthony Fauci, including threats to kill the United States top infectious disease official over his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes in Greenbelt, Maryland, on Thursday sentenced Thomas Conley, Jr., 56, of Snowshoe, West Virginia, to 37 months in federal prison and another 3 years of supervised release. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Supporters of a recreational marijuana initiative have asked the Arkansas Supreme Court to order election officials to put their measure on the November ballot. Responsible Growth Arkansas asked the court on Thursday to reverse the State Board of Election Commissioner's rejection of the popular name and ballot title for the proposed constitutional amendment. The group had submitted more than enough signatures to qualify, but the proposal also needed the approval of the board to appear on the ballot. Remember, quality is job one? Josh Halliburton joined Ford Motor Company in January to help improve its shaky quality record. Within months, it was clear how big a challenge he faced. In May, the auto giant recalled some Ford Expeditions and Lincoln Navigators after reports of fires while vehicles were parked. In June, it recalled roughly 49,000 Mustang Mach-E electric SUVs over concerns that the battery contactors could overheat and cause the vehicle to lose power. In the first 7 months of the year, Ford had 46 separate safety recalls on 6.8 million vehicles, more than any other U.S. automaker. That's not good enough, said Mr. Halliburton, Ford's newly hired executive director of quality. We want to be a quality leader. And police in Georgia are looking for a suspected shoplifter who looks like actor Bradley Cooper. The man's accused of stealing a Bosch rotary laser kit from a Home Depot store last month in McDonough, about 30 miles southeast of Atlanta. I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.